So having formed their opinion, there are circumstances where the auditor must draw the user's attention to some additional matter, something that's really significant to help their understanding of the accounts. So that could be matters that are already presented or disclosed in the accounts that are fundamental to understanding them. These are what we call emphasis of matter paragraphs. Or it could be just other matters which are relevant to either understanding the audit or the auditor's responsibilities or the audit report. And these are called other matter paragraphs. So let's have a look then at the first one I mentioned, emphasis of matter paragraphs. These are presented immediately after the opinion of paragraph. It's important to understand that they don't affect the audit opinion. That's why they come afterwards. It's not a substitute for the opinion or anything. It comes after the opinion. So what do they do? Well, they simply draw the reader's attention to a note that's already disclosed in the financial statements. The matters referred to have to be fundamental to the reader's understanding of the account. Because otherwise, if we use them for lots of little things, it would diminish their effectiveness. So when would we use it then? What examples have we got? Well, maybe it could be an uncertainty relating to the future outcome of a really big law case or regulatory action. It could be an early application of new accounting standards that has a large effect on the accounts. It could be a major catastrophe that has had a significant effect on the company's financial position. So what about these other matter paragraphs then? When do we use those? Well, it could be when a large inability to get sufficient appropriate evidence is imposed by the management. For example, denying the auditor access to books and records, but the auditor cannot withdraw from the engagement. Or it could be when national laws require the auditor to elaborate on their responsibilities. It could be when the client issues another set of accounts, for example, one with IFRS and one to local GAAP, and the auditor has to also issue a report on both statements. Could be when a set of financial statements is prepared for a specific purpose or a specific user group, and the users have determined that a general purpose framework meets their financial reporting needs. And if there's a material inconsistency between the audited financial statements and the other information included, such as the chairman's report, then that inconsistency would go into the other matter paragraph.